19. So we still have the same flavor now.
From the Director, Department of Transportation and Public Works, submitting an informational report regarding the internal and external inspection of all county buildings. This item was also referred to the Committee on Finance and Audit. Number 19 is from the Director, Department of Transportation and Public Works, submitting an operations and inspection manual for building components and other structures to be distributed to departments for use as a guide and assist maintenance personnel in the various departments during annual building condition reviews. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Chairman, and Mr. Harris, if you'd like to jump in any time, please jump in.
Thank you, Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, committee members, this really is timely with the other items we just talked about. I would say that 19 does feed into 18, or 19 does feed into 18. As we've been talking about, a year ago, a little more than a year ago, we had the failure that happened at O'Donnell, which prompted with the chairman and then County Executive Walker to do a full review of approximately 106 buildings. We did do that. What came back from those recommendations are a number of things. Number one is that none of our buildings were operated, I would say none of the departments that are operating our buildings were operating our buildings alike. They didn't have the same mindset. Something that might happen in Transportation Public Works was not happening, I'll say, in over at HOC South. That may not, things that they were doing there weren't happening in Health and Human Services. We did come up with a list of priorities that we needed to have taken care of in 2011. It was approximately $5 million worth of infrastructure improvements. I would tell you that the change with the UWM changed the funding available, and so we weren't able to do the work that we need to do on those facilities. And we've talked about $1 million of those, but there's still a balance, a $4 million balance that we need to deal with in the future, in the near future. One thing that we wanted to do last year, we talked about, and I know that Supervisor Mayo or Chairman Mayo, you moved this item forward with creating the inspection units. We wanted to do that so that we did not get in the same situation that we found ourselves last year, an independent group that would go out, look at the facilities, each of our facilities, each of our assets, and I say our, I'm talking Milwaukee County's assets, and utilize that group to, if there were issues that they found, to work with each of those building operators to rectify those problems. And then if there were capital needs, use that body, use that inspection unit to work with the Department of Administration to give those operating departments the funding necessary to fix those repairs. Unfortunately, that was while those positions were created, the funding went away for those positions, and we weren't able to hire those folks to do that. But what could we do? And that leads into 19. Yes, sir.
Any questions on item number 18? Mr. Hare, do you have any comments on item 18?
Mr. Chairman, it was impressive to see this government mobilize to get a plan that would work. And Gray Van Hout invited all the property managers and all their consultants and sub-consultants and even audit and county board to their offices in Honey Creek. This government had, I think, the knowledge and the will on the administrative side. We just didn't have the money on the policy and funding side.
So now we are proceeding from 18 to number 19.
Mr. Chairman, committee members, item 19 was developed by Transportation Public Works as a operation and inspection manual, a guideline for departments to utilize so that all of our assets are being maintained with the same mindset. And we are asking departments, we have, the larger departments have a copy of this. We wanted them to review it, see if there are going to be things that happen within individual departments, we'll just say parks, that have historical issues that aren't in here. This is a baseline. This is the baseline that departments need to utilize when inspecting and operating their facilities. Any addendums that departments may have, they certainly can add to this. But the baseline is what you have before you. And I would tell you that we went through this document with the mindset that there are different ways of operating a facility, so we wanted to utilize what different departments were doing and fold it into this document, and that's what you have before you. And we are hoping and I'll just say hoping that departments will utilize this so that we have, again, a similar mindset, whether you're operating a building here in Transportation Public Works or Department of Health and Human Services or HLC or Parks, wherever you may be operating a department, because they're not all under one mindset. They're not under one department. That is something that, as you saw in Mr. Hare's outline, that we did talk about. We recommend that all facilities fall under one department.
Okay.
It may not be here, but it really needs to happen.
Questions from committee? Supervisor Dmitrievich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I did take a good look at the plan or the report booklet, and I think it's a very nice way of what we've needed for so long, centralizing and standardizing. While many of our facilities are different, some are 24-hour facilities, some are different, some are in different parts of their life cycle, I think we should all evaluate them with the same type of lens. And I like that, and I think this is a good step in the right direction. And I must remind people that it was the county board for year after year in the county budget that put in funds that were either vetoed or had trouble getting through, knowing that we had to move forward on analyzing and inspecting our infrastructure. Now, with that being said, it's the perfect time of year to ask Mr. Tekerian, with this great report that you have in plan, what was your request to implement this building inspection project for the 2012 budget?
Mr. Chairman, as far as this report?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what were the funds that were requested? Because this whole meeting is a great topic that we're discussing here, and it's important, and it talks about the future of Milwaukee County government. Mm-hmm. So I want to know what has been requested. I don't know what's going to be recommended. Apparently not many people know. But but I would like to know what's being requested, and I would like the public to know what's being requested to implement. Because that's the thing that's, as you see, over and over with every single year. We have all these great plans, but where are people willing to put their money where their mouths are and actually get it done? Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, committee members, there are two things. Number one, capital requests are a little bit different. Those all do come through us. Unfortunately, in 2012, we are not in a cycle of having a capital request. Operating, I apologize to you that operating, you'd have to ask each individual department that. I can only tell you what we requested in Transportation Public Works, which is in the neighborhood across all of our divisions. Our major maintenance is somewhere around 1.5 to 1.7 million.
And Mr.
Through
Chair,
all of our divisions.
The question that I've constantly had, though, is if I'm correct, I know we're trying to centralize this effort. We've even talked about having that special division. But the challenge has been on the operating side is that we just never have the people to do it. In fact, I remember a few years ago we had like one or two people. That's why it's tough for us to even figure out the VFA program, because no one's used it. for we haven't updated it for years. We need the people to put in the time to update the program, and that's where I'm hoping, and I believe, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, if I missed something on the flow chart, but I thought those were architectural and engineering type of people, and that would be under your division, Mr. Tikarian, unless something has changed.
No. Mr. Chairman, committee members, our staff is utilized on the capital side.
Mm-hmm.
Operating are those individual departments. I would just give you the sheriff does not talk to Transportation Public Works on what they're putting in their major maintenance budget, which is on the operating side. That he does not talk to us about that. That's his decision on how much money he wants to put in for his department where it comes to major maintenance. And that's why I really would tell you that we need to have all these facilities under one mindset, because then you do have all of the major maintenance money under one department for repairs that way.
I understand that, but it's not the sheriff's office. Isn't it your people in your department who are updating the VFA system? To my knowledge, it's not a person in the sheriff's division who's doing that.
We have given, Mr. Chairman, we have given the sheriff access, as well as all the other departments, access to VFA to update their departments, or I should say the buildings within their department. But again, the major maintenance dollars requested within budgets come from those individual departments, not from us.
Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Okay, Supervisor Dimitri, right,
yeah.
Okay. If you're done with your questions, we'll have Mr. Hare from Audit make a comment.
That's exactly the issue. The notion that operating departments whose primary mission is something other than public facilities is an issue. And that's why we made the recommendation, that's why we were encouraged by it in the 11 budget, and that's why we're hopeful that's also in the 12 budget.
Right.
We made a central focal point for figuring out what we need to do. And some of that's going to go to priorities. If you're running a department with your own facilities management resources, that's going to be your priority, and nobody can have any concerns about that. The sheriff's going to be concerned about sheriff's properties. But if countywide, a larger priority lies at parks or human services, that's part of why we need a central unit. That's part of why we don't have one. When you centralize functions, you tend to give up control, and priority setting is done by somebody else. But we're all here for the same purpose. That's why in our office we don't shy away from pushing consolidation, even if it's going to get somebody upset who's running a program. We think ultimately we're all responsible for the assets. We're all stewards. We need to focus that.
Thank you, Mr. Herrick. Supervisor Mayo, you have a comment, question? Any other committee members? All right. We'll be moving on then. You want to go back to
item number six.
Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you.
Thank you.